This is John Starboard, Wilderland Beat Badge number 824, Field Report 201, September 21st, 1971. There's been no changes in the barometric pressure since yesterday. The average temperature today was 27. And there's a spider monkey's nest on the northwest corner of the Monorail Atrium. I'm estimating by reconnaissance that there's between 500 and 1,000 spider monkeys in this particular nest, which means that the tiger snakes probably haven't returned from their migratory pattern. And on an unrelated note, since I spend my time in an abandoned monorail station, I often find myself with time on my hands. And today, I was spending some of that time exploring the ceiling above the main monorail atrium, trying to get a count on these spider monkeys. When I was up there, I came across the central computer, which I had assumed had never been activated, but as it turns out, had been activated, it was just sleeping, so I woke it up. And this was all being recorded by my portable R2A tape that I was carrying with me, so I decided to include it in my field report. Here's that audio. Okay, I'm now going to wake up the central computer, which has been in sleep mode. Here we go.
Hello, interstellar listeners. My name is Mox Leviticus. I am a computer with transdimensional broadcast capabilities.
Hello, I'm John Starboard. I'm a ranger in the Wilderland Beat. My badge number is 824. I just woke you up.
Hello, John Starboard. I have some information for you.
Okay.
Acadius. You may find yourself, from time to time, wondering aloud, what is Acadius, really? Well, if you were to look in the Mudazis dictionary under the term Acadius, you would find the following. Acadius. R-K-B-U-S. Noun. 1. An inhabited planet. 2. The world.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Whoa, what do you got there? Some kind of a... That's like a hologram, huh?
This is a map of the world, as it would look if you rolled it out flat like a piece of colorful butcher paper.
Oh.
This map is actually a composition of millions of tiny photographs taken from a weather balloon high up in the atmosphere. Not a bad looking planet.
No.
But, of course, Acadius is more than a planet. It's where we all live. Some of us consider it our home, and some of us don't even call it Acadius. If you live in this part of the world, you probably call it Mardrani. If you live in this place, you probably call it Oakbuus.
Okay.
And if you are from this land, you would probably call it Acadius. But one thing we can agree on is that this is the world.
Sure.
3/5 water. 2/5 land. 1 billion people. And lots of history.
A billion people?
There are 8 continents on the world. There are no ice caps. They melted a long time ago.
Sure.
These are the 8 continents of the world.
Okay.
Number 1. Antara. The largest continent by land mass is Antara. There were several renowned wars that were fought there. There are several renowned universities there today. Number 2. Lackenland, or Antarionai. The next largest by land mass is called Lackenland, or Antarionai, depending on whom you ask. It is famous for its gigantic saline lake, which has its own unique ecosystem. Number 3. Bazis. To the north lies Bazis, the largest of the 3 islander continents. It is a popular place for dino enthusiasts. Number 4. Saunashida. Saunashida is the third largest continent by landmass. It has a bad reputation. Very bad.
Ha.
Number 5. Erath. Erath is another islander continent that is considered to be the cradle of humankind. It is also called the Desert of Death by cynical people. Number 6.
True.
Mudazis. Mudazis is the tiniest continent. These days it is known for its extensive black market. Number 7. Deldoran. Deldoran is the fourth largest continent by landmass. I'll tell you more about it later. Okay. Number 8. Tarakalasha. Tarakalasha is very cold. All in all, Acabius is not so different from other planets just like it. There are thousands of unique cultures and social conventions here. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Thank you, Max.
As planets go, it's a pretty civilized place. They've been to space. They've got roads. They've had worldwide conflict. The standard stuff. But, like any large collective, what makes this place special is the people.
Right.
In the approaching future, we'll delve into the people and places of Acabius to gain a clearer understanding of this particularly peculiar place. And if something is too peculiar for you, it might help to ask a question about it.
Sure.
That is why I exist.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Let me play you some music, if I may.
Okay.
Here is a folk song from Daedalia, which is in the eastern part of Entara.
Yeah.
This song is called, appropriately, Acabius. Notice how it makes you feel. As a computer, I've never been able to do that. Thank you. I do hope you enjoyed that song, and I hope you have a better appreciation of where I am from.
I do, Mox, thanks. You know, I'm also from Acadius, so I know what you're talking about.
If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask me. I am here to both help and inform.
Okay. Thanks, Mox.
So I assume Mox Leviticus is a computer holdover from that old Voyage Maker program they did about 15 years ago, where they shot all those satellites into space with the informational computers on board. Some kind of an attempt to contact other civilizations in the cosmos and what have you. And I figure, since Mox Leviticus is equipped with this transdimensional frequency, I can just, in addition to filing this field report with the Central Station, beam it out on a transdimensional radio rope, see if anybody picks it up. Who knows who might be listening out there? But if you are, this is John Starboard, signing out.